Okay, okay, Craig, let's take a break. All right, hold up.
Okay, all right.
We've done a lot in the last few weeks, and I forgot how much work it was to put the show together.
Well, it would have been easier if you hadn't torn down the studio, dude.
Hey, don't look at me. I thought we were done, you know, with Lenny and Chip and Jack and all the rest of them gone.
Oh, really? Well, how are we going to get them back and renegotiate their contracts?
You wish. Well, Lenny's on board. He was a slam dunk. You know what a sucker he is to, you know, just do anything with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll have Jack signed by next week. But
okay.
Chip, he's still holding out.
What's he holding out
things
for?
Things didn't work out at CNN quite the way he'd hoped, and mm-hmm. I think his ego is getting the better of him.
Imagine that. Well, you know, it's actually been about a year since our last weekly show, and you know, I feel we need to do something more like a. Like BSG and Heroes, you know, like previously on Technorama.
Yeah, like BSG has shows every week, or used to. What was it, like 18 months between season 3 and 4?
Ha, they're done. They don't have any more.
Well, before we get into all of that, you raise a good point. Previously mm-hmm. on Technorama. Before we get into all that, did you remember the remote control?
Oh, you mean like go to my PC?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know how we're always doing things remotely on PCs?
Yeah.
Well, it is so much easier these days. You don't have to be a techno weenie. And I know a lot of our people are really tech savvy out there. But you don't have to. It's not that complex if you use something like Go to My PC. Have you tried it?
I have. Actually, we use it corporate-wide at work.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I've used some of the other Citrix products, and this one is really, really easy. I've used it from when presenters use it and remote control. Really nice. I mean, it's very secure, 128-bit encryption, so it's really easy to use. If you want to use it free, you can have a free 30-day trial. All you got to do is gotomypc.com/techpodcast. That's gotomypc.com/techpodcast. You got to remember that part, so we get kudos for that.
Yeah.
For a free 30-day trial.
Hey, it's definitely worth it. Like I said, I use it at work, and I use it with all my family, actually.
Now, on to what we've been doing. Now, since everybody says Technorama's dead, but it's not dead. What do you? There were times when I was working harder than I was when we were doing a weekly show.
Oh, Dr. McCoy, you were wrong. It's not dead yet.
But what have you been up to since May of 2008?
Oh, my gosh. What have I been up to? I have been up to all kinds of stuff. Actually, I helped Michael Ozan and them at Manager Tools retool their website. And that's a long project, and it's still kind of ongoing.
So, that looks nice. I like it.
Yeah. Now I can't take credit for the design. I actually did a lot of the back end. We moved over to a couple of new servers, the database.
Oh, I see how it is. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
That's right. Yeah, don't even look. He's not there, really. No, but did a lot of back end stuff. Wrote a lot of scripts. I mean, he had a lot of stuff spread out, a bunch of little scripts doing this, that, and the other, and. We're trying mm-hmm. to put it all under Drupal. That's what we're using now. So actually, within the last year, I've learned a lot about Drupal. And I'm using it at work now as part of our intranet.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. been a... That actually is a project I'm wrapping up here shortly. But yeah, same thing. I have an intranet that I wrote, you know, way before content management systems were really the buzzword. You know, and it's kind of... It's used a good bit across our whole firm, but what I've done is I've taken Drupal and I'm kind of migrating everything over and kind of tooling it to our specific needs, and it's actually coming along real well. It's actually a great product. You know, everybody uses WordPress for a lot of their blogs and stuff. This will do that, but it does. It's like the tool for about anything you want to do, not just blogging. So, and WordPress is too to an extent, but it's really nice. I've learned a good bit about it.
I listen to Manager Tools all the time still.
Mm-hmm.
Manager-tools.com. Did they register the domain without the dash?
Yes, they did. And you know what? That was actually part of the migration process, but we ditched that because we didn't want to break any URLs and, you know, just kind of went with that. But yeah, it's coming in the future. I think we'll migrate over to it.
So if you, the listener, that's you, have...
Me?
any aspirations of being a manager or are a manager or director or executive, there's our plug for the show, manager-tools.com.
Yeah, Mark and Mike really put out a good show. So yeah.
Actually, in the last year, they spun off another one, Career Tools.
Yeah.
So it's not just specific. This is good for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Resumes and interviews, and go take a look.
Lions
same
and
site.
Tigers, oh my. Oh, bears too.
I've got something like layoffs and firings and something else, oh my.
Yeah.
Keep going. Oh,
there's a lot of that to be had lately.
What else you been doing?
Well, let's see. That was the last part of last year. Went to Create South just a few weeks ago. If you're not familiar with Create South, it's a one-day conference, sort of. It's more like instructional panels and talks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to the public. And actually this year it has, of course, grown since the previous year. Went there last year, and this year met a lot of new people and some familiar faces that I met last year. And we talked to me and T. Morris. We did a talk together on Podcasting 101. And then I did a...
You mean 101.
101, of course. Then I did a talk on sharing your photography and in conjunction and how to license it, like with Creative Commons and something like that, how that works. And I actually got more response on it than I thought I would. Some people were saying that they got out... I mentioned a bit about photographers' rights, which that's a hot button topic right now. You know, people are like, what can I shoot? What can I shoot? Why are the police giving me a hard time? That kind of thing. So I kind of laid it out a little bit, and hopefully some people go do their own research, because it is a little different from here, there, and the other place, you know, what the laws or rules are like. But in general, if you're in the public place, you have a right to shoot whatever is around you. So.
Not in Wisconsin, man. You have to have a gun license to shoot whatever's around you.
With a camera. So anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if you're next year, it looks like it's going to be even better. So if you're in the Myrtle Beach area or can be around this time, around April, you know, of next year, 2010, be sure to come, because I'm sure it'll be just as well. And I'll go there and volunteer and do whatever, because it was fantastic. And what was really nice about it was the lunchtime. I didn't really give much thought to this myself, but Dave Slusher, who really spearheaded this whole thing, they were, I think his wife or somebody was like, well, at lunchtime, why don't you just let him go out and there's a little market area that you could go and everybody can spread out and eat lunch. But no, what he did was he had Andrew Pope brought in some barbecue. Now, he's a licensed barbecue judge. He's over there making barbecue. We were trying not to judge him while he was making it, because it was free. But it was cool, because it made that a social event too. Everybody kind of network, and I have to go spread out, you know, at lunchtime rather than continue talking. And it was great. They had a writer's panel. They had an art track this time, dealing with web comics and that kind of stuff, meetups and Twitter and social networks, which T. Morris did a very good talk. He was one of the keynote speakers, and he talked about making social media, you know, or how to use your social media and not how to use it, rather, but more of what was it? I can't remember.
Leveraging the social networking stuff.
Yes, yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, it turned out really good, and he's actually got a Twitter book coming out. So that was good. I would highly recommend that if anybody can come. I'm trying to drag you down here next year for that.
I will try.
Yeah,
I will try. The problem is, it's so close to spring break that it messes with the family plans.
That's true, but it's only one day, so maybe you can do a long weekend or something. I don't know if spring break breaks into that, but
okay.
But yeah, it was definitely cool. Worth it. Oh, and I'll tell you the other cool thing about this is last year it was at the historic train depot, which was nice, but it wasn't air conditioning. So later in the day, it started getting a little warm in there, but mm-hmm. It was a nice atmosphere and this big, huge one room looking warehouse type thing. And of course it's nice. But this year they partnered with the Horry County Technical College, which what made this really good was at first they were going to rent space there at the college. Well, then the technical college came back and said, well, why don't we partner, and it'll give us our students a little chance to do some other stuff too. And what they did was they had their students there to videotape these things. So they had all the equipment with the video mixers and multi cameras for recording a lot of these panels. So it was kind of a win-win. So it was more of a partnership than Create South being a customer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's been a really grassroots effort all around to get people into making podcasts and making new media, that kind of stuff. So, fantastic.
What else?
What else?
Come on, you've been busy.
Yes, I have been busy. I got a new camera. Been trying to...
Oh, yeah. What gadgets you got, you dog?
Well, of course I got an iPod Touch. I
Me too.
Resist. Yep.
Greatest thing I've had since the what, Palm Tungsten T, whatever it was.
Yeah, it is a good, you know, like PMA slash media player.
Yep.
So, I still have my Nokia N810, but if anybody wants to take it off my hands, I'll be willing to take offers. Anyway, so I really love it.
And on a side note, you might be interested that we've negotiated a new contract with Verizon, so I'll be getting rid of my Samsung Blackjack finally, mm-hmm. and getting an honest-to-goodness BlackBerry.
Oh, really?
So that'll take care of my phone and a lot of my work-related PDA stuff, and then all my personal stuff's on the iPod.
Yeah. And, you know, I have it syncing with a lot of things, too. So I get my, not only my music, but the I get, let's see, my contacts from Gmail.
We're going to have to swap, like, what applications did you load?
Oh, and that's the cool thing about it, is that if you look at the space that a lot of these apps are taking, it's not much at all.
Man, I know.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, well, I'll just load up with some more apps.
You know where I get a lot of my new apps info from?
What's that?
Is the Macworld newsfeed.
Oh, really?
I just scan that for, like, free, not necessarily free, but, like what's the one I got? Penguin Catapult Lite for the iPhone. Just, you look for review what? And iPhone. And then I go and look and I see, well, is it free? Should I try it out? Go look at it. I mean, that's where I found out Wall Street Journal was on there. Quicken Online Pro is now on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just all kinds of cool stuff.
Hmm. I got Skype.
Couple of zombie games.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you what was a cool app. I actually paid for this one. I've got a lot of free stuff. And I'm really reluctant to actually pay for it unless it's compelling.
Now, isn't that funny? It's 99 cents. You spend more than that on a bottle of soda. Yeah. And how long does that last? Well, 99 cents. You'd probably be using it for 3-4 days. What's up with that?
Well, I'll tell you what are you talking about? My reluctance to pay for something?
Yeah.
Well, it's because my disposable money comes few and far between. So I can't just, you know, what I got to hold on to it, even if it's a dollar. So.
Well, yeah, that and... You know, my wife won't see a dollar into the vending machine, but she's going to see 99 cents on the credit card bill.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, too. Anyway, but I'll tell you, the couple apps I did pay for is I have a Google Voice account, you know, which was Grand Central before. Of course, they swapped over, so the Google Voice is fantastic. Well, this app, it was $3.99. I can't actually take a call on it, but I can... pull this app up, dial a number, and it'll do the dialing and stuff through the Google Voice and ring my house. So it's like having the keypad. I can do my listen to the voicemail on the iPod Touch, and everything that I would do on the website, I can do right on the device.
Isn't that nice?
It is fantastic, because we don't have long distance in our house, just the basic line. So, yeah, it's fantastic. And the other app was the Twitter Letter Pro. Tim Morris would not shut up about it. I'm just kidding.
Have you found a good PDF viewer, like a free PDF viewer? There's a 99 cent one or two out there. Yeah. Are there any free PDF viewers?
I don't know. I haven't really looked at PDF viewers for the Touch, so I don't know.
Because I got a couple of things that I just need as reference material at my fingertips. For example, if I've got to set the phone menu system, like an emergency outage or something comes up.
Right.
I want to be able to throw that up real quick. But the menu system is so convoluted that I can't do it without a document. And right now I'm carrying a hard copy around in my computer bag all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Going, that's stupid. I should just have that PDF with me all the time because I've got my iPod with me all the time.
Yeah. Well, I did install another application. Was it AirShare? And I've used it actually very little. And that's the one I paid for. But you turn it on, and it acts like a wireless hard drive. You can actually drop files over to your iPod Touch wirelessly.
Hmm.
So I can't really sync your music or anything.
Now,
but
that's the iPod. You said you had a new camera.
Yes, I do have a new camera. I got a D90. with the 18-200mm VR lens, which I didn't buy it as a kit, but I bought it separately. The D90 is fantastic. It's amazing some of the pictures I get. I have it on auto ISO and it jumps up to 3200, and you might gasp at the ISO, but
yeah,
actually, if the light is still decent and you're taking it 32, the mm-hmm. pictures still look pretty good. They're very usable. So I don't really stress it as much as I would rather stay lower, but you know, it's fantastic. So the camera is great. I wouldn't buy it for the video feature. I won't say that. They oversold that. They say it's HD video. Technically it is, but it's not that great.
Get yourself an HD camera.
Yeah, it's great in a pinch. So, you know, if you needed video right then and there. The live view is okay, but the performance of the camera itself, I can't vouch for it enough. Victor's got one. Actually, he's got the same setup, but he's got all kinds of lenses I'm all jealous about now. So... But that one's great. And speaking of the video camera, I did buy, I started to go get a camcorder, you know, but I was like, I don't want to screw with tapes anymore. So I got one of the Kodak ZI6, the handheld, you know, video camera.
Hard drive?
No, it uses SD cards.
Oh.
You should go look it up. It's only $150.
How big of an SD card are you putting in there?
Right now it's just got a 4 gig in there, but I can put up to whatever, 32.
Okay.
So it came with two rechargeable AA's that you can put in there. So if I'm out and about, if I need to put some AA's in it to continue recording, I could. But it has a pair of, you know, rechargeables that came with the box. They're with the recharger and everything. So it's really a nice little unit. The only thing I have to worry about is a little bit of camera shake. So if I'm recording something, try to keep your hand still, because if you got a little motion, you'll see it. But, hey, other than that, you know, I can put it in my pocket and walk around with that and my camera. So, yeah, it's like the Flip. You ever seen the Flip Minnows?
Yep.
It's like that, but I like it. So that's me and my gadgets. Thank you for this moment and whatever. Something. Geek gadget moment. So what is up with you, man? What you been up to?
Oh, man, most of my efforts in the last year have been going to my new role at work, which is...
King?
When we stopped the weekly Technorama, I was the IT manager of our engineering
mm-hmm.
department, and that was like 5 sites around the world. There's an opportunity that came up to re-insource our global help desk, because we had part of it outsourced, part of it was in-house. It just, there were 4 or 5 different tools in use, and it just led to a bad customer experience. So when they said, we're going to be bringing that back in, I raised my hand, I got the job, and had about 6 months to do everything from hire staff to...
I can see it now, you raise your hand.
...using the tool.
All right, Chuck, you got the job. No, I just need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, no, everybody else thought I was nuts. It's like, you sure you want to stick your head in that propeller? It's like, yeah, I do.
I get that. So, when you said that, I'm thinking Indiana Jones, where he pushed that guy and...
Yeah. So that was fun. I still have the job. I built the department, which was very rewarding. We got a great team. It's kind of a two-headed beast. There's... 4 people, 4 full-time, some interns in here in Wisconsin, and they run 12 hours, so from 6 to 6 our time, and then from 6 to 6 the other time is run out of Asia, because we've got operations over there as well. So you know, we've got 3 full-time call agents taking the calls in Penang, Malaysia for China, and Malaysia, and any... off hours here, so because mm-hmm. we are running 24/7 all over the place, so I might get, you know, 2 or 3 calls a week from somebody in China or Malaysia who's working their night. Really a lot of fun defining the processes and documentation. We're always still learning. We just finished up our first round of customer satisfaction surveys, so real interested to see what the data there looks like. I also joined our local HDI chapter. HDI is formerly known as Help Desk Institute.
Oh, I thought you were going to say HDMI.
No, HDI.
What are you doing with HDMI cables? What are you doing?
No. Get this. I called up our local chapter president and said, you know, what's the deal? The website looks a few months out of date. Is there activity? And he said, actually, we're looking for local chapter officers. What would you like to do? And within 20 minutes of calling for an inquiry, I was the VP of communications.
Oh, your podcast? Oh, great.
You know how to send email? That's good enough for us.
Oh, man.
And then I also...
Wait a minute. That wasn't the barrier of entry, was it?
No. Because like 3 days earlier, I had joined as a gold member. That doesn't sound good, does it? There's different levels of membership for HDI. There's platinum, bronze, and I joined as gold. Mm-hmm. So I became a gold member.
Awesome.
For $1 million.
Yeah. We're going to take him and make him gold. Sir, that's already been done.
So that was kind of cool. That HDI is a good organization to belong to. We're trying to grow the local group a little bit more. I also last fall started a monthly manager meetup group. So a whole bunch of local managers from Kimberly-Clark and Miller Electric and my company and whatever. We get together and we discuss manager stuff. Some of it's based off of manager tools content. Some of it's other things that we come up on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, last summer, the Podcasting for Dummies thing was released, second edition of that book. That kept me busy. About this time last year, we were trying to finish up the.
You're forgetting the most important part of the book.
Here it comes.
Actually, I was able to bring that up at Crate South a good bit too. I did the foreword. In the book.
We had the New Media Expo last summer, if you remember that, in Vegas.
I don't remember a thing. What?
You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Wait, what happened in Vegas?
Nothing. It was a non-event, except for the Star Trek experience. Well,
yeah, we had the Star Trek experience. We had the Hoover Dam. And speaking of the Star Trek experience, you pointed me to a rather entertaining video on Blip TV by Vernon...
Wilmer?
Oh, what? Wilmer, yes, thank you. Vernon Wilmer, called Star Trek My Experience. And it's really a series of videos that he's been making. He's been filming and producing this stuff for like the last 5 years, but obviously couldn't release it until after they were closed. First one's out on Blip TV. If you look for Star Trek My Experience, part one is about 97 minutes. And I've got an email out to him. He's willing to come on Technorama so we can help promote this stuff. Mm-hmm. Very good stuff. A lot of the video, I'm watching it going, hey, we saw that, and we know where that is.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of it, I don't think – he did film last year because
– Yeah, there was a lot of 2008 footage in there.
Yeah, I was like, it's all the same – a lot of that stuff's in the same spots as we were, so –
But the gift shop was at least 2007 or earlier because it had stuff in it. Mm-hmm. We were going through slim pickings.
Yeah, we got there. You know, they already knew that they were closing the shop.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tell you, watching that video, he did a great job. I think he actually wanted to use some of my footage that I'm trying to get out.
He does want to use your footage.
Oh, he does.
He does.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I have no problem with him using it. That's... For my appreciation of his video that he's put out so far, I have no problem with him using mine. But I was looking at it and I'm like, watching. I'm like, boy, I don't even know if I should bother with mine anymore. But
there might be some nuggets in there that we captured that he didn't.
Well, I was going to say,
did you see when they're walking down the corridor, they stopped at one of the panels and which one did they stop at?
Was it 101?
It was.
I didn't even look. I didn't even think about it.
Up. I'm going, it's the one that says, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, too.
That's funny.
I fell out of my chair. Yeah,
I don't know what, he's supposed to have a second, second part out this Saturday.
Oh, at least two, yeah.
So, I don't know if, some of the things we stopped and talked about in depth, and he was basically giving you the tour in this video. What else he has, I don't know. So, I could see where both could be beneficial. Ours, is more of an interview style, and I think he's going to talk to some of the people there too. So it'll be interesting. And I'm just trying to compare it. I didn't want to double up on.
No. It's a different angle on the same thing, and it's really good visual for what we walked around and did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he. You know what? One thing that I was like, oh, he went there. Well, I was trying to walk back past Ensign Deadman.
Yep.
And he showed the where it ended, and there's like, he said, this is where some of the employees take naps. And there's like, a Coke can of some garbage.
And April said, you can't go back there. It's not safe. It's,
yeah.
So they're sending their employees into unsafe places.
There's like, pistachio nut shells in the corners. That's funny. But yeah, it was pretty cool. It was really cool.
Now we've had, as you probably heard from the specials that have come out since, the Caribbean cruise on the Carnival Valor, did a couple of shows on that. So that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know, enjoyed that. I enjoyed that very much. Some of it, I had no idea. Like, what was I talking about? Maybe the people moving around on ships. The engine room was interesting.
Yeah.
I think it was some of the detail in the restaurants. You were talking about the Eagle one. Had eagles all around.
You want a behind-the-scenes sneak peek of editor's commentary what happened there?
No. Of course I do.
When Matt was giving us that audio tour, which was most of part one,
mm-hmm.
we were docked in Cozumel, which means they can't run the casino. We were doing this mid-morning, so there was nobody in the dining room. I went around later the next day and got all that audio to put in the background, which is really nice. And I mentioned this in a class that I taught a couple weeks ago, that you then have complete control over what audio you want to use. There's not some couple next to you yelling at each other while you're trying to interview. I had full control over the background audio at that point. But, hope it sounded all right. I looked like an idiot standing there. Yeah, I stood there for about 10 minutes recording nothing but casino music. And
people were like, what is he doing? He's holding that mic over his head.
I did walk in and ask the maitre d'. I said, do you mind if I go sit up at that empty table on the second floor and just record noises? And, yeah, there were dishes crashing and stuff. It was cool.
Hey, he's holding H2 over his head like John Cusack. Say anything?
A few people were looking at me. I had it discreetly placed, and it wasn't in my hand because that just... makes extra noise, as you know.
Is that an HD in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah, thanks. I suppose I could have done it with a lapel microphone, but I didn't know how to do that plug-in menu option at the time.
Oh, and now you do.
And now I do.
Thanks to
Kevin Devon.
What? I was the one that pointed everybody in the right direction. I was like, I knew what's in there. Who did it? And I remember it was Kevin. And
the dumbest menu option I've ever heard of.
Yeah,
I'm
thinking software plug-in, but it's actually plug-in as in you're plugging something in. Duh.
Which came in handy a couple of weeks ago. I was in California doing a training course for the National Park Service Rangers. They now call themselves the Pod Rangers. I think it's just a cool name. This came about partly because of Ranger Craig Glassner, who is Ranger Craig on Alcatraz, and he is a Technorama listener.
He's in the slammer.
He's been trying to put together a podcasting track for the National Park Service for quite some time, and he asked a whole bunch of people if they could come out and do this, and I accepted because it lined up with time and whatnot.
Wait a minute. Now, I just thought about something, and correct me if I'm wrong. Craig is the one that was offering us a tour when we came out to San Francisco a couple years ago. Is that right?
Yeah, fall of 07, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because I remember somebody saying, I can get you a tour. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. Cool. And if we can get out there again, I'm sure the offer still stands. I'm not making false promises, but...
I'm booking my flight now.
It was interesting. Had to do a little family flight scheduling switcheroo at the last minute because Lisa is going through, if you listen to Freestyle, you can get a whole lot more detail about this, but I had to change it so I could support Lisa in her karate endeavor. She is graduating, finishing up her 3-year program to get her black belt, and it was like nasty getting out there, nasty getting back, but everything worked out. The people at the Park Service are just awesome. They have the skills to tell stories already because they go through this interpretive program. And all they needed to know was a few technical skills. So me, and this other gentleman from Canyonlands, Neil Herbert, he took the video and I took the audio, and we kind of split it down the middle like that. And then people decided what they wanted to do. We put together a plan during the week. We taught them the technical skills. Thursday, we went out and got material. Friday, we came back and did post, and they're very creative people. In fact, I loaned my H2 to Michael. I believe he's up in the Vancouver area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm drawing a blank. He was walking around doing kind of this audio documentary when we were gathering our material. He was gathering, like, extras and takeout material.
And now we stumbled upon the...
It is. I have got to get his clip. It's only like 3 or 4 minutes long, but it is so funny because you'd think as rangers they'd be really good at navigating,
mm-hmm.
not in an urban setting. Man, they got lost. And here's this whole crowd of people walking in the wrong direction in downtown San Francisco, like looking at this map going, I think we got to go over there. No, we're over here. Like, these people are rangers. They could guide you through the forest. They could guide you through, you know, Yellowstone in fog, but they can't figure out how to get from the BART to the Muni.
And that's pretty well. It's like not, San Francisco is not a national park,
but it's pretty easy to navigate the public transportation system.
True.
And Michael's going around with the microphone. I didn't even realize what he was doing until we got on board one of the trolleys. He goes, "Chuck, where are we now?" "We're on board the trolley." And then he says, "And by we, you mean you and me and none of the other 18 people."
Yeah, right.
It was priceless. So that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Had a lot of fun. Learned a lot of stuff. I learned a lot about photography, and I showed them our Computer History Museum video.
Oh, right.
That was a piece of work. The most important lesson I learned out of video is you must have good audio, and we didn't. But
you didn't.
Well, no, except for the parts we dubbed in later. We didn't have a remote microphone on that camcorder.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
And half the time I'm whispering and whatnot. So, yeah, I wish we could go back and do that again, but we'll learn from next time.
It was funny. He was whispering like it was in a library.
Well, there were other tourists starting to come in, which is part of the problem.
At that point, draw attention. Oh, you're talking about where the donkey thing we were... You were looking at the
That was over
watch.
But I am thinking about trading up my camcorder for something that can take a remote microphone. And then make that investment. So we'll see. That's probably that's on my wish list as well.
Well, I tell you, I'll offer this right now. The reason I'm having a slow time working with the Star Trek video, and it's one, I chose to use the new iMovie, and that's not necessarily the problem, but superimposing audio, like from an audio tour, onto that video and put it in the right place is not the easiest thing. For iMovie, it's meant to say, oh, I want this music in the background. I can throw that.
You need like a Final Cut Express or something.
What I need to do is I actually am going back to iMovie HD, the previous version.
Yep.
And I can lay in another track and I can just cut it and move slide it. That's what I should have done to begin with.
Yeah.
So
we were using for the PCs out west, real quick, just for what it's worth. We were using Adobe Premiere Elements, which was, I think, like $200 package.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it does a fair job. It's very iMovie-like.
Mm-hmm. I used a previous version of Adobe Premiere on my Windows box. So, yeah, I'm sort of familiar with it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, Elements was a good teaching tool. It wasn't overboard, but it gave people the idea of here's the timeline, and this is how you set things up, and don't overdo transitions, and rule of thirds, and all this good stuff. Okay. For what it's worth, we are both heading to Dragon Con on Labor Day weekend, which is the first weekend in September in Atlanta, Georgia. So hope to see you there. And the weekly show, before we get back to reconstructing the studio and getting people's contracts renewed and whatnot, we will be changing Technorama ever so slightly. It's still going to be the same zany, madcap, goofy, you know, look at this guy who built a church out of Legos and a steampunked school bus, that kind of stuff. We're going to have that, but...
Or steampunk your family?
less of the pre-produced stuff. Probably not going to do On This Day in Tech History every week. And, you know, just a few things to keep our time commitment a little less, but still bring you the content. We're going to try and hold it to 30 minutes instead of 45 or 50, as we've done in the past. When we come back, we are going to be having a special in-studio guest, yeah, because it is Star Trek launch weekend.
So don't hold us to the 30-minute mark.
Yeah, it might be 32.
Yeah. Oh, wait, darn. You know, between us, I'll say 45 minutes or less.
Sounds like a pizza offer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 45 minutes or less. I think that's digestible. You know, I've been complaining about a lot of my podcasts are creeping up over the 1 hour mark.
We've got a special in studio guest. He's going to be showing off some of his Star Trek props and, yeah, and props from other shows.
Wait. We should shoot for 42 minutes every time. Thanks.
42.
Thanks, crew. Yeah. 42.
And then the far point, I'll stick those tags on and screw it all up.
Now, see, we have to do like 41 and kind of...
and figure that out.
Yeah.
I can't do the math. My head's going to explode.
Yeah.
So but if yes, you haven't I'm gone sorry. To the Technorama website and seen some of those props, give it a look. www.trektech.com/Technorama. I love Mad Marv's commentary. I cracked up. I just give him the pictures and go, here, can you post these? And he does the rest.
I might have to go look at it myself. Yeah, and so next week we have the prop guy, like you said. And yep. It's going to be very...
Star Trek movies coming out, so it's going to be very Star Trek-centric.
Yes.
So expect that.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. I'm the new Star Trek. I've watched all the clips. Normally, I would have ruined the movie for myself. But in this case, I'm getting more excited as I'm watching all this stuff. It's not really spoiling it for me.
No. And people who have seen the preview said it was worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of Star Trek, just to have a little quick jump back, the Star Trek My Experience, Vernon,
mm-hmm,
we're working on getting him for an interview as well.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, I'm redundant and repetitive. How's that?
Yes.
Okay. Should we get back to work?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get back to work, man. I think the foreman's looking at us kind of funny.
Can't pay these guys enough.
I know. But anyway, we got a big show ahead of us next weekend. Like I said, it's opening Star Trek. If you want to share your thoughts about the movie, call us at the...
Oh, the listener line is still active. Yeah. We made sure of that. 206-222-CHAT. 206-222-2428. If it's not still in your speed dial, make sure it is. Subscribe to the RSS feeds. Visit the website. You know the rules. We'll make sure that's abundantly clear.
That's right.
Next week.
Yeah.
We'll have all that put back together.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun Star Trek weekend.
Okay. What do you say we get back to work?
Yeah. This hammer's kind of heavy. Ow, my toe.
What kind of code are you writing?
That's right. I would make
PHP
it comply.
PHP ball peen.
This code will comply. Right. Syntax error.
Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next time.
Yep, have a good one. Previously, these sets were made with cardboard, and
we can't find that 1964 wrapping paper for the special effect in the background.
Yeah. And
until what? A binary high five.
Yeah. One's over one.
We gotta get everything back in order.
Oh man, don't pardon our dust, but we're under construction.